Hey there, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the scriptures verse by verse. We are finishing up Luke chapter 15, verses 16 through 31 in the World English Bible. We left it with the prodigal son who is going into the field to feed the pigs, which is the lowest place to be, and we're going to finish his story. So here's what it says, verses 16 through 31. He, the prodigal son, wanted to fill his belly with the husks that the pigs ate, but no one gave him any. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I'm dying with hunger? I will get up and go to my father, and I will tell him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants.' He arose and came to his father, but while he was still far off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let's eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' Then they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and he came near to the house. He heard the music and dancing. He called one of the servants to him and asked what was going on. He said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and healthy.' But the brother was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and begged him, but he answered his father, 'Behold, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed a commandment of yours, but you never gave me a goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this your son came, who has devoured your living with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.' He said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But it was appropriate to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love this story. I love the lavish love of the Father in this story. And I just want to pray for my friends today who hear stories like this and parables like this and think, well, yeah, God loves other people, but he doesn't really love me. Lord, help us to place ourselves in that story, to be a long way off and to be worrying and wondering and knowing, oh, I messed up again. He's not going to love me. And yet we see this beautiful, beautiful scene of while he was still far, far away, his father was seeing him and moved with compassion and ran. Lord, help us to see you as the God who runs. And we see it that you run to other people, but help us to see you as the God who runs to us, who gives us the very best, the best robe, a ring, sandals on our feet, the care that was given, food, celebration, partying, all of that, this joy, this rejoicing. Lord, help us to know that you have those same affectionate feelings toward us. Lord, I know that I struggle with that, and I know if I do that there's others that struggle with it as well. Lord, we don't want to be like the other brother. We don't want to be the bitter one. We don't want to be the one of, I've obeyed all the rules and you don't really love me. The truth is we always have you. We always have the opportunity to experience your blessings, to experience your robe, to experience the provision of the fatted calf. But sometimes, Lord, and I'm just going to say this for myself, sometimes I am so busy serving you that I don't spend time with you or experience or settle into the blessings that you've given me. I don't slow down long enough to really set in it and to receive what you have given us. And so today, Lord, I pray for hearts of receptivity, that we would slow down to receive the ring, to receive the food, to receive the music, to receive the party, to receive the blessings, to receive you, to receive your running toward us, to receive the embrace, the kisses. Lord, we want to be receivers of what you have given us. It's not up to us just to kind of live our lives on our own and occasionally give a nod to you. All that you always have is with us. And so, Lord, help us not to begrudge those who come back to you. Help us to celebrate with them, but also help us to celebrate every day the fact that you love us and you're for us. Lord, we're so grateful for that, and help us to rest in a posture of being beloved. Lord, we love you, but we are so beloved of you. You love us. Help us to rest there today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am just grateful that God made you. Your life is important, and you are reaching people that no one else will reach, and you are doing things that no one else will do. Keep taking the next best step and realize that Jesus is for you. He's walking alongside you. He walked behind you. He's beside and before you. He is with you, and he holds all things together, including you.